Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Your Money or Your Life by Vicky Robin and Joe Dominguez. This transformative book serves as a comprehensive 9-step guide aimed at revolutionizing your relationship with money and work. Whether you're struggling with debt, looking to break free from the paycheck to paycheck cycle, or on the quest for financial independence, this book offers the tools needed to take charge of your finances. Vicky Robin, after her notable appearance on The Oprah Winfrey Show, propelled this book into bestseller status with over 1 million copies sold. Co-author Joe Dominguez, a former Wall Street analyst who retired at the young age of 31, contributed his expert insights, making this work a fundamental resource for those looking to redefine their financial lives. Ideal for anyone who desires to live more intentionally, including college students aiming to set strong financial foundations and furloughed workers searching for financial stability, Your Money or Your Life is more than a financial advice book. It's a blueprint for building a life of personal fulfillment and freedom. Join us as we summarize the key principles that have guided countless individuals to a more secure and deliberate financial future. Your Money or Your Life: 9 Steps to Transforming Your Relationship with Money and Achieving Financial Independence. Introduction: Discover the secret to financial freedom and early retirement. Imagine being faced with a stark choice: your money or your life. It sounds extreme, but this is essentially the decision many of us make every day without even realizing it. We toil in jobs to earn money, often spending it on things that do not bring us true happiness and unknowingly trading precious life hours in the process. This narrative invites you to a transformative approach to personal finance, where financial independence doesn't just mean being rich, but being in control of how you spend your time. It's about breaking free from the paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle and not just surviving, but thriving without the need for paid employment. You'll be introduced to proven methods that clarify your financial vision, challenge and change your perception of money, and establish habits that help dissolve debts. More importantly, these insights pave the way for you to potentially retire not just on time, but early. Let's explore the effective financial tool that puts you in the driver's seat of your money management, a straightforward formula to estimate your retirement timeline, and strategic investment tips that maximize your savings. Join us as we uncover the steps to achieve true financial independence, where life and money find their perfect balance, giving you the freedom to live on your terms. Part 1. Reconcile with your financial journey by tracking your total earnings and assets. Most people might find themselves puzzled if asked how much money they've truly made in their lifetime. Recognizing and confronting your financial history is a crucial step on the path to achieving financial independence. Understanding every dollar that's come through your life allows you to reevaluate and potentially reset your financial perspectives and goals. It's not uncommon to either underestimate how much one has earned due to a habitual focus on current financial struggles, or overestimate one's financial security due to periodic external support from family or other sources. To start, the idea is simple but profound. Visualize your cumulative earnings and figure out your exact net worth. This method not only offers a clearer view of where you stand financially, but also helps in setting the stage for future financial planning with more accuracy. Begin by tabulating the total gross income you've earned throughout your life, from your very first paycheck to the most recent. To ensure you capture every dime, consider pulling data from Social Security records, past bank statements, or even scanning through old resumes to remind yourself of jobs you've had. It's important to include all possible sources of income, from the official to the unofficial, like monetary gifts, contest winnings, or even informal odd jobs. The objective is to have as complete and truthful a calculation as possible. Once you've laid out the full scope of your earnings, the next step is to understand what remains, your current net worth. This involves drafting a personal balance sheet. Start by listing your assets, both liquid, easily convertible to cash, and fixed, properties and goods. Then, tally up all existing liabilities, including debts and loans. The difference between your total assets and your liabilities will give you your net worth. By methodically evaluating both your accumulated earnings and net worth, you not only make peace with your financial past, but also empower yourself with the necessary knowledge to make informed decisions for a financially sound future. Part 2. Uncover the true cost of your work by calculating your real hourly wage. We're all given a finite amount of time each year, much of which is consumed by sleep and work. Considering this, it becomes clear that our time isn't just valuable, it's our most crucial resource. Every morning heading to work isn't merely an exchange of time for money, it's an exchange of your life's energy for a paycheck. This transaction makes it essential to evaluate not just how you spend your money, but how you spend your life energy. In efforts to revolutionize your approach to personal finance, it is vital to comprehend accurately what your work costs you, beyond the simple earning per hour. This involves calculating your real hourly wage, which factors in all the indirect costs associated with your job. The core insight here is understanding the real value of your labor by calculating your real hourly wage and monitoring where every penny you earn goes. Start this transformative process by understanding your effective earnings after considering all job-related costs. Begin with a table divided into three columns: weekly hours, earnings, and dollars per hour. For instance, if you work 40 hours a week and earn $1,000, your apparent hourly wage is $25. However, this straightforward calculation can be deceiving. Now, consider adjustments for all additional job-related expenses and time spent: commuting hours, costs for transportation, workplace attire, meals during work hours, and any unwinding activities post-work that may incur costs like entertainment or therapy. Add all hidden hours spent because of work to your weekly hours column. Then, account for all additional costs, deducting them from your earnings column. The resulting figure divided by your adjusted hours gives you your true hourly wage. This recalibration provides a clearer picture of what each hour at work actually gives you after all deductions. Knowing this helps gauge the true cost of your expenditures in terms of life energy, not just money. As part of this holistic approach, begin tracking every dollar that enters and exits your life. This meticulous tracking will uncover your spending patterns, helping you distinguish between necessary expenses and money leaks. Knowing where your money goes enables you to make informed decisions about your finances, ensuring your life energy is invested in what truly matters to you. Part 3. Refine your spending by categorizing monthly expenses. Having already dug into your financial past and recalculated your real hourly wage, the next step involves a practical approach to reshaping your financial habits. Instead of restricting yourself with a rigid budget, let's explore a more flexible and revealing strategy: categorizing your monthly expenditures. The focus here is simple: intelligibly categorize your monthly spending to gain insights into where your money actually goes. Let's say you're curious about your food spending. You might find it beneficial to break down this broad category into more specific segments, like dining out due to convenience, entertaining guests, and impulse snacking. Such detailed categorization can spotlight surprising spending habits. Perhaps your infrequent dining outs are more frequent and costly than perceived. Similarly, organize other significant areas of your financial life, such as housing, transportation, and entertainment, into subcategories. This breakdown doesn't just aid in tracking, It enables you to see the patterns and triggers in your spending behavior. Once these categories are set, create a monthly chart that includes each of these, adding a section at the bottom for different types of income, be it salary, bonuses, or passive income. As you populate this chart with your monthly transactions, conclude the exercise by subtracting your total expenses from your income to discover your net savings for the month. The key moment of realization comes when you evaluate how much of your income goes into each subcategory. By dividing the total spent in each by your real hourly wage, you see the amount of life energy you have invested in them. For instance, if spending $80 on unread magazines costs you 8 hours of life energy based on a $10 real hourly wage, it can lead to an impactful reassessment of your spending priorities. This strategy doesn't just show numbers, it shows the cost in terms of the life energy you spend, making it a powerful tool for financial reflection and reform. This knowledge empowers you to make informed decisions, prioritizing spending that brings genuine value over habitual or impulsive purchases. Part 4. Reflect on your expenditures to align with your true aspirations. Imagine a life where work is optional, not obligatory. What dreams would you chase if your days were entirely yours to design? These aren't just daydreams, they are essential questions that bring clarity to your financial and personal aspirations. As you move to the fourth stage in altering your financial habits, it's time to critically evaluate the expenses in each of your carefully categorized subcategories. Here's the fundamental idea. Assess whether the money spent in each category is truly enhancing your life or merely depleting your life energy. Start by reviewing the detailed expense categories you mapped out previously. Reflect on each subcategory's contribution to your sense of fulfillment or happiness. Ask yourself, is the life energy expended here worth the satisfaction derived? Assign a plus sign to any subcategory where the enjoyment or utility strongly justifies the expenditure. Conversely, mark those offering little or no value with a minus sign. If any spending doesn't particularly sway your feelings either way, mark it with a zero. This evaluation isn't merely about cutting costs, it's about maximizing your life's joy and aligning your spending with what truly matters to you. For example, you might discover you're unconsciously splurging on habitual purchases that offer little joy or utility, like an overflowing collection of seldom-worn shoes. Next, consider if the way you allocate your resources reflects your deeper values and life goals. For instance, if a significant portion of your spending goes to dining out, assess whether this reflects a genuine valuation of gastronomy and social engagement, or merely a convenient routine. Adjust the markings accordingly, plus, minus, or zero, based on this introspection. Lastly, envision your financial behavior if you were completely independent, financially free from the need to earn a wage. Would your spending patterns change? Often, our expenditures are tightly coupled with our work lives, from the wardrobe we maintain to the daily commutes we endure. This perspective can reveal surprising insights into how your job influences your spending choices beyond the obvious. By systematically analyzing and reflecting on your spending in relation to your life's aspirations and values, you're not just budgeting, you're sculpting a financial pathway that leads to a more fulfilling lifestyle, paving the way for financial independence that truly resonates with your personal vision. Part 5. Create a visual reminder with a wall chart to monitor your financial journey. Reaching the midpoint in your journey towards financial independence is a cause for celebration, but also a moment to reinforce the habits that will help you sustain progress. From experience with various programs, one crucial aspect rings true: the importance of staying the course. To solidify your financial transformation into a routine habit rather than a sporadic effort, visual accountability tools can be highly effective. One practical method to ensure you remain on track is to plot out your financial trajectory using a wall chart. Here's the guiding focus. Use a wall chart to visibly track your monthly financial activities. Start by securing a sizable sheet of paper where you can draft a detailed graph. This chart should ideally be placed where you'll see it regularly, such as your home office or another frequent area. Design the graph with two axes, the vertical axis for monetary amounts and the horizontal for time, marked in months. Setting the monetary scale to potentially double your current income ensures room for growth, while a time span of 5 to 10 years allows for long-term planning. At the conclusion of each month, mark your total income and expenditures using two distinct colors. Connect each new data point to the last, creating a continuous line for easy tracking. This ongoing visual representation will help you spot trends, assess your financial health over time, and stay motivated. Although digital tools are an option, a physical chart in a constant, visible place acts as a constant, subtle nudge towards your financial goals. Consider the story of Elaine H., a computer programmer who was struggling with her finances. After participating in this financial strategy, Elaine started a wall chart and immediately noticed her spending patterns. Setting strict goals, such as reducing dining out and clothing purchases, initially decreased her expenses below her income. However, when old habits crept back, her expenses surged again. The visual impact of seeing her progress regress on her wall chart spurred Elaine into further action. She moved to a less expensive home, closer to work, and adopted more home cooking, drastically cutting costs. Within months, Elaine was debt-free and confidently advancing towards financial independence. This visual tool is more than just a chart. It's a daily reminder and motivator that keeps you aligned with your financial aspirations, helping turn fleeting enthusiasm into lasting financial prudence. Part 6. Embrace frugality to enhance your financial independence. In today's world, where consumption is often equated with success, the idea of frugality may seem outdated or unattractive. Yet, historical thinkers from Plato and Socrates to American icons like Benjamin Franklin and Ralph Waldo Emerson have celebrated the virtues of a frugal lifestyle. If you aim to achieve financial independence, embracing frugality isn't just beneficial, it's essential. Frugality is fundamentally about appreciating and maximizing the value of what you already have. It means deriving joy from what is necessary and loved, rather than accumulating excess. As you become more conscious of your financial journey, step 6 involves deliberately reducing or eliminating unnecessary expenditures. Here's the focal point. Actively work to reduce or eliminate non-essential expenses. This step isn't about denying yourself pleasures, but about making smarter choices that align spending with true needs and values. Begin by avoiding obvious spending traps. Steering clear of physical and online stores can drastically reduce impulse purchases. Cut off the constant flow of promotional emails or the lure of social media marketing by unsubscribing and modifying your browsing habits. Moreover, frugality doesn't mean always opting for the cheapest items. Rather, it's about seeking value. For example, investing in a versatile quality tool that lasts a decade offers better long-term value than purchasing cheaper, less durable alternatives that need frequent replacement. This approach not only saves money, but also reduces waste. However, it's also crucial to balance frugality with quality of life. For expenses that bring joy or are essential but costly, consider creative solutions. For instance, look at Harry's strategy. Faced with the decision to cut down on expenses like house cleaning and gardening, which he valued but found expensive, he converted an underused space in his home into a rental studio. By renting it out in exchange for house and yard maintenance, he maintained his lifestyle without financial strain. In conclusion, frugality isn't about scraping by. It's about making the most of your resources to build a sustainable, fulfilling life. By carefully evaluating and adjusting your spending, you can amplify your financial independence and live richly with less. Part 7. Maximize your earnings to truly value your life energy. The traditional 40-hour work week, deeply rooted in the industrial age's transformations, has dictated the rhythm of our lives for generations. Historical shifts have often tied leisure and unemployment to productivity and economic downturns, respectively, shaping a culture where work dominates much of our waking hours. In recent years, movements like Take Back Your Time have emerged, challenging these entrenched views and advocating for a balanced approach to work and life. The fundamental point here is, make your work worthwhile by maximizing your income. Rethinking our work's role isn't just a rebellious notion against societal norms. It's about understanding that the primary function of a job is to earn an income. While the benefits of employment include community and personal development, these can also be gained outside the confines of a job. Thus, it's crucial to examine whether the life energy spent at work justifies the financial and personal rewards received. The next step in redefining your financial life involves not just managing but also enhancing your income, ensuring that your work genuinely compensates for the life energy expended. This isn't merely about increasing wealth, but about striving for a balance where your income supports your aspirations and needs efficiently. Ask yourself whether the pay you receive is equitable to the time and effort you put into your job. For instance, if covering your essential expenses requires $50 per hour and your current job pays $25, it may be time to seek or negotiate for a higher paying role or take on additional work that aligns more closely with your desired income. For many, including Rosemary, a retirement home director, who also nourished passions in travel, writing, and environmental activism, finding the balance may involve a temporary increase in work hours. Rosemary opted to supplement her income with a part-time job at an audio distribution company during evenings and weekends. Although her hours extended beyond the typical work week, the alignment of this extra work with her financial independence goals provided her with the motivation to progress. By focusing on enhancing your income relative to the life energy spent, you move closer to a state where your financial resources align more harmonically with your personal and professional aspirations, paving the way for a more fulfilling and balanced life. Part 8. Leverage your investments for early retirement and financial freedom. Retiring early might seem like a fantasy reserved for the ultra-rich, but the FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early, has shown that with strategic investment, most people can aim to retire sooner than traditional timelines suggest. The essence of this strategy lies in creating a robust investment income, a steady flow of money earned not from labor, but from capital investments such as dividends, interest, rental income, or business profits. The essential insight to grasp here is, utilize investment returns to secure your financial independence. Before embarking on this investment journey, it's paramount to establish a solid financial base. Ensure you have an emergency fund covering at least 6 months of expenses. This not only safeguards against unforeseen financial challenges, but also provides a buffer for routine expenditures. Once your safety net is secure, the next phase is to engage actively in investing. This step involves putting your surplus savings into accounts or ventures that yield returns over time. To begin, calculate your potential monthly investment income by applying the current long-term interest rates found in resources such as the Wall Street Journal on U.S. Treasury bonds to your total capital. Take this annual return and divide it by 12 to estimate your monthly earnings from investments. Add this data to your financial wall chart. The added line will track the growth over time of your investment income beside your regular income and expenses. Initially, this might seem minor, but as you consistently invest and manage your expenses, this investment income will become a more dominant part of your financial landscape. Watch as your investments begin to escalate, marking the upward trajectory with a pencil lightly, plotting towards your crossover point, the moment your investment income surpasses your monthly expenses. For many, achieving this crossover point means having assets worth roughly 25 times your annual expenses. If your yearly costs are $36,000, you're looking at needing around $900,000 in investments. Reaching this pivotal point isn't just about celebrating financial milestones. It's about the freedom to live on your terms, supported by income generated passively by your initial financial decisions. This strategic approach to investing isn't just for the affluent. It's a viable path to early retirement and sustained financial independence for anyone willing to plan and persevere. Part 9. Navigate your investment landscape wisely to secure your future. With your financial independence goal defined and your crossover point identified, the next critical step is mastering the world of long-term income-generating investments. The financial market is teeming with advisors, brokers, and salespeople who might not always have your best interests at heart and could diminish your returns through hefty commissions. Here's what you need to focus on. Educate yourself and take charge of your investment decisions to avoid unnecessary fees and maximize your returns. Your potential investment avenues might include renting out property, earning royalties from creative or commercial properties, or possibly enjoying profits from business ventures. However, the bread and butter of passive income for many aiming at financial independence often comes from steady, reliable sources like bonds, mutual funds, or stocks. Reflecting on a real-world application, when Joe Dominguez, one of the co-authors, retired at 31 in 1969, he did so through savvy investments in U.S. Treasury bonds, benefiting from the high interest rates prevalent at that time. However, with the changing economic landscape and the drop in interest rates since 2000, the strategy has shifted slightly. Many advocates of the FIRE movement now recommend investing in low-cost index funds. These funds are designed to mirror the performance of a market index and offer a diversified portfolio at a minimal fee, representing a solid passive investment strategy with reduced risk. If your employment includes benefits like a 401k retirement plan, engage actively with it. These plans, often managed by large investment firms, typically invest in a variety of mutual funds or bond funds and often include incentives such as company matching of contributions, which can significantly accelerate your path to reaching your financial targets. As you delve into investing, it's vital to understand the full spectrum of your options. Knowledge is power, and in the investment world, being well-informed helps you avoid pitfalls and optimize your portfolio's growth. Make it a point to learn from reliable sources, understand basic financial instruments, and maybe even consult with a fiduciary to discuss your best paths forward without the burden of high fees. By managing your investments wisely and understanding where and how your money is working, you're not just preparing for a comfortable retirement, you're actively building towards a financially independent life where your time and money are truly yours to command. Final summary. The essence of this guide to achieving financial independence is simple yet profound. Initiate your journey towards financial independence by conducting a thorough analysis of both your financial history and your present financial status. Understanding the dynamic relationship between your life energy and the money you earn is pivotal. To truly transform your financial outlook and achieve your dreams, whether they involve early retirement, freedom from debt, or reaching specific financial milestones, you need to adopt a multi-pronged strategy. This includes diligently cutting unnecessary expenses, actively seeking ways to boost your income, and making wise investments with your savings. By implementing these strategies, you start to see money not just as a medium of transaction, but as a tool to empower your life, ensuring each dollar spent or saved is a step towards a more secure and fulfilling future. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.